Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, here we are again with your Word in our hands and our hearts and minds, our eyes and ears ready to receive from you. I pray that today you will minister your Word to our hearts so that it will be there strongly in the days ahead, so that we'll be able to live according to a way that's pleasing in your eyes. We ask that your Holy Spirit would not only teach us, but empower us to do so. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Having Begun in the Spirit. And it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 3. Knowing how we have come to know God is important, because it will mean the difference between eternal life with God or eternal separation from Him. If we by our own right doings could be saved, then there is no need for Jesus. But if there are no amount of good deeds or rites or right acts that will accelerate us into a relationship with God, then we're in trouble if we do not find one. We are blessed because Jesus, who lived a perfect life, sacrificed himself on our behalf. And now through faith in his finished work by his Spirit, our faith is perfected. Paul continues to address the church members of Galatia in chapter 3 and verse 3 of the book of Galatians, where he once again labels them and asks them another question. He wrote, "Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh?" In verse 1 of chapter 3, we saw where Paul said, "O foolish Galatians," and asked them a question concerning who bewitched them. Now, only two verses later, he asked, "Are you so foolish?" When something is referred to twice in the Bible, we would do well to pay particular attention. Paul tries to reason with the church members and wonders at their not understanding and being unwise. Paul continues, having begun in the Spirit. Paul knew what Jesus said in the Gospel of John in chapter 6 and verse 44. "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." No one can come to Jesus unless God the Father draws them into a relationship with him. It is by God's Spirit that a person comes to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And the Galatians were no different. Except for the Spirit of God drawing them, the church members would not know Jesus, and neither would we. They began in the Spirit, and so does anyone who comes to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Paul's contention and question to them was, "Are you now made perfect by the flesh?" This rhetorical question appeals to their sense of reason. Paul knew there was no other way than to begin a relationship with Jesus Christ than to otherwise, through the Spirit, know him. And now to think that they would become perfected through acts of the flesh would be a digression. To commit acts of righteousness as merit for continuing in fellowship with God would only go back to the very reason that Jesus was needed in the first place. They nor we can keep the law of God perfectly. Having begun their walk with God in the Spirit, there was no other way to continue that relationship except through the Spirit. So what about us? Do we digress in our own relationship with God? Is our relationship with him now based upon our works, or is it based upon his Spirit ruling and reigning in us? Do we work for righteousness, or do we live in him unto righteousness? Personal examination and evaluation is necessary, and inventory should be taken as we consider whether Paul would ask us, "O foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh?" Next time, we will look at what Paul says about suffering in vain. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.